morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.
Couldn't be more thrilled for the opportunity, but I also certainly want to thank and appreciate Butler, and there's been a lot of emotions. It was hard to leave.
And it was hard for Kyle to cope.
Of course, yes, it was, Rachel. Of course, one of the biggest news stories over the weekend, Brad Stevens leaving Butler, going to the Boston Celtics. And if you're a fan of college basketball, or especially me, you know, being a fan of Butler University and Butler basketball, it's tough to see him leave. But I tell you what, native Hoosier going to the Boston Celtics, that's absolutely awesome.
Cool.
He's doing that.
Like, I'm not a big Butler fan, but the thing is, regardless, I've never really watched a game or whatever, but I like him. And I'm like, I don't even know why, but I'm a big Brad Stevens fan, and I don't even really care about the team itself. He's just so likable that I'm just like, I'm sad to see you go.
I know how I felt as a fan of Butler basketball. I can't imagine how one of the players felt, one of the Butler players with us right now from Pendleton, Indiana, Kellen Dunham. Good morning, Kellen.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing great. How was your 4th of July weekend?
Phenomenal. Saw the fireworks, hung out with the family. Can't ask for much more than that.
There you go.
Kyle spent most of it curled up in the fetal position in his house, crying like an infant child.
And I don't even play for Butler, but Kellen does. Your weekend probably was pretty good, minus maybe the news that you got on Wednesday. How did that go down?
It was very unexpected, but we're definitely happy for Coach Stevens. It's a wonderful opportunity. I mean, it's everyone's dream to coach or play at the professional level, especially in college. So we're happy for him, but as of right now, we're going to try to get as good as we can, and I think Coach Miller is going to be a nice addition to our team as the head coach, and he's already doing a great job. So
for
sure. We're looking forward to playing for him.
Well, and now that, you know, Coach Stevens is in Boston, are you guys going to be hitting him up for tickets? Like, he better have you guys floor seats. Has that crossed your mind yet?
Hey, it definitely crossed my mind. It's just worrying about the NCAA people, if that's allowed. We're going to make sure of that first. And
at least
we'll
hook you up with a cheerleader or something.
What's that?
Said at least hook you up with a cheerleader or something like that.
Hey, tell me about it.
Kellen Dunham with us right now.
I just pissed off a lot of Butler girls.
Hey.
Sorry, girls.
There you go. He can do both. He can do Pacemates. He can do Boston Celtics cheerleaders.
Different area codes.
Butler girls.
Good.
Kellen Dunham with us right now. Butler University basketball player. So we're curious, what did he say in that meeting, Kellen?
He was just talking about all the great memories that he's going to leave Butler with, and how much he's going to come try to visit us. And he's so thankful for the opportunity that he believes that we got him there, but in all honesty, he did a great job in being able to get that job. So we're really happy for him, and we're looking forward to seeing his success in Boston.
He breaks up with Butler University Wednesday. He gets hired by Boston on whatever day that was. He press conference Friday. How good a dude is this? He shows up to the Connersville Parade on Saturday morning.
I love it.
That's the type of dude he is.
I like that Kyle said that he broke up with Butler, but you know what? He reminds me of all my ex-boyfriends. It's like they break up with you in the nicest way possible, and they want to remain friends. And they're like, listen, yeah, you know, right now you have everything going on. I just have to part ways with you for a minute, but I still love you.
So,
really?
Hey, I wish that's the way my breakups went too.
I know, right?
I just said this a few minutes ago. How I felt was like, I felt like I was on The Bachelorette, Kellen. By the way, Kellen Dunham with this Butler University basketball player. Felt like I was on The Bachelorette. We were down to the final two roses, and Boston got the rose, and we did not get the rose, Kellen. How did you feel, man, once everything went down?
I don't. That's a great comparison with the whole Bachelor thing. I like that.
Thank you, Kellen.
I mean, it's a long road, and we went for it all for the woman of our dreams, but she so happened to like someone else. So that's fine.
Yeah, she picked green.
It's gonna be hard to see her with that
right.
Other girl for a while too.
<I know.
laughs> All right, I tell you what, Kellen Dunham with us from Butler University. Kellen, best of luck. Thanks for taking the time. I tell you what, and seriously, proud of Brad Stevens. It's cool that a native Hoosier and a Butler guy is getting that kind of opportunity. So best of luck to him, and best of luck to you guys as you head to the Big East Conference this next season.
Hey, thank you very much.
And Kyle will still be there screaming like a girl at all your games.
And I'll still have your poster up in my room too.
Like a creeper. It's all good.
I appreciate that.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.